Gemara tells us in the Sechtes Brachas, Dvarim Sha'aimdim Berumai Shel Olam. There are certain matters in life that are standing in the heights of the world. Ubnei Adam Mizalzalin Bohem, and people are disgracing them. And the example that the Gemara gives is prayer, is tefillah. Because if people would understand the power of their tefillahs, they would never disgrace the tefillah in any way. There are two powerful words that Rav Miller often says over from Akdamus. And the words are Mehanya Bayusa, two words in Aramaic that refer to tefillah. Bayusa is tefillah. Mehanya means helps. That means to say tefillah always helps. There is no such thing as a tefillah that is not poyel, something, somewhere. The Chidah writes in the name of Mikubalim that as soon as a person says a tefillah, it is immediately received and accepted by Hashem. The moment it is said. And there is a shefa that comes out from Shemayim to fulfill the request of that prayer, says the Chidah. And that shefa is placed in a northern part of the heaven. And that's what's referred to when it says in the Pasuk, Mo Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta Lireyacha. How great in abundance is your good that you have hidden. Tzafanta means that you have hidden, and it also means the lashon of tzafain, that you have placed in the north for those who fear you. And the Chidah says that in the northern part of the heaven, Hashem has emissaries in the forms of angels that decide when and where to place that bounty upon whom in this world. Which means to tell us that the moment that a person said the prayer to the Almighty, that moment Hashem answered it, and there was a response. What will happen to that response is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when and where it will be granted. But the reality is, it's Oimdim Berumai Shel Olam. The tefillah is standing in the heights of the world. You said a tefillah down here, immediately it is being poyel. It is affecting in the heights of the world. It is up to us to believe in the koyach ha-tefillah. Rabbi Tzadik writes that Rashi says, a person who screams during davening, he is miktane emuna. He is small in his emuna if he screams. Why? Because you don't have to scream to Hashem in prayer. Hashem can hear you even if you whisper. And Reb Tzadik explains that the pshat is your miktane emuna because you don't believe in the koyach that you have with your tefillos. You don't have to scream to Hashem in order for your tefillah to be poyo. You can whisper a small prayer quietly, and that prayer is affecting the lamas. It's Dvarim Sha'aimdin Barumai Shal Aylam Ubnei Adam Mizalzalin Bahem. Unfortunately, people are not privy to the reality and the truth of what prayer is doing for us and for Klal Yisrael. And if a person would be aware of this truth, he would daven so much better.